I'm going to be annoying right now because I want to talk about something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. I was recently at a bar with two guy friends who are about 40, and one of them said to the other, "Oh my God, dude, look at that girl sitting at the bar. She's beautiful." And I start looking around, wondering why they would let a child into the bar. Then I realize that when he said girl, he meant woman. But since she's in that super narrow age range between 5 years old and 55 years old, we just don't know what to call her. So we call her a girl. Sorry, folks, I have to do this. We have to stop calling women girls. Why? Because it matters what we call people. Language matters. Words have meaning. And the way we use words changes the way we frame things in our mind. Google Sapir Whorf, if you don't believe me. It's science. So when we use words to describe adult women that are typically used to describe children, is the way we view women, even unconsciously, so that we don't equate them with adult men. In fact, it implies that they're inferior to men. Even if that's not what most people intend, words have an impact on our unconscious. Case in point, you would never say to someone, "Go ask that boy behind the bank counter if the notary's here today." We never call men boys because it's demeaning and emasculating. And are there women who don't mind being seen as diminutive because they think that men should be in charge and that they should be tender and delicate? Of course. And there are all kinds of men and women, and I promise, that's okay. But to these women, I would say the following. There is a thing that happens when we grow up in the kind of male-centered culture that we live in. We start to believe that the way things are is the way they have to be. We start taking on the biases and judgments of women, which have been in place since an historical time when women weren't respected or even allowed into the public sphere. The terms we're using for women are outdated and insensitive, and they assume a structure of power where men are on the top and women are on the bottom. And in certain eras and in certain parts of this country and the world, this kind of thinking has persisted for far longer than it should have. And we know better now. It's up to us to change this narrative. To those of you who call women girls, I say this. I know your intentions are probably good, but I hope you can learn to see the unintended and negative impact your words can have. And if you're feeling confused about whether or not to call someone a girl, let me help you out. Here's how it goes. Decide if the human being in front of you is in fact a girl. Indications that she may in fact be a woman are a high school diploma, a job, a car she pays insurance on, a mortgage, a home she calls her own, or a 401k. Girls tend to be under the age of 18 and typically live with their parents. Being a mom is usually a very strong indication that someone is in fact a woman. And the thing we need to start doing as women, and for those of you out there who may not be women but who know and love women, is to consistently, gently, kindly, and politely correct people when they call women girls. I've found a few ways to do this that only make people hate me after I walk away. To my face, they seem pretty receptive to it. When someone refers to someone as a girl and I know she's a woman, I'll say so. I'll sometimes say things like, "She's got a full-time job and 150 people on payroll. I'm pretty sure she's a woman." And I'll smile. Because you get more flies with honey. Or if someone says to me, "Your publicist is such a great girl," I'll say, "She's the COO. That makes her a woman." And who knows? Maybe if we start using language that elevates women and doesn't equate them with sweet, small, cuddly, tender things, we'll start treating them as more than that as well. Language sets expectations. Let's set ourselves up to have women behave like mature, responsible women. In this way, we encourage women to keep being the complicated, wonderful, unique, gifted beings that they are.